A good Erev Shabbos, good Erev Shabbos, everyone. We are here to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. This is no ordinary Friday. Every Friday is Erev Shabbos. And this Erev Shabbos is Pesach Sheni. Wishing everyone a happy and a healthy, a holy Pesach Sheni. I want to thank our generous series sponsor for Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, Mendy and Tzipora Fishman, and Schutz V'chai Rivka Bas Tzipora Freidel, in memory of Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, of Yaakov Tzipin David Aryeh. Today's Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos is also sponsored by our dear friends Merrill and Jeremy Strauss, in memory of Jeremy's father, Michael Strauss, whose fifth year at site was last Sunday's Neshama Shel Avin Aliyah, and also by our dear friends Chaim and Rebecca Elkobi Ilinishmas, Ramu Bas Moshe. Thank you so much to our generous sponsors. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Emor, includes within it not only a list of the Moadim, not only do we learn about the different Jewish holidays, but we also revisit a mitzvah we've seen so many times, the mitzvah that we will observe tonight and tomorrow, the mitzvah of the holy day of Shabbos that we can't wait for, that we love, and that we embrace. Daber b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta aleihem, mo'adei Hashem asher tikrosom v'kodesh elehem mo'adei, shishes yamim ta'aseh melacha, uv'yom ha'shvi shabbos shabbosom v'kra kodesh. Speak to the Jewish people, tell them my holidays that are called holy, these are my holidays. 6 days do week, the seventh day you rest. It is a consecrated holy day called Shabbos. And Rashi here tells us, what does Shabbos have to do with the mo'ados? Why, in the context of the holidays, are you giving a Shabbos? They're two separate things. On the one hand, we have the holidays we look forward to. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, Chanukah, and Purim. We have Rosh Chodesh. We have all these holidays that we look forward to, that each have its own theme, each have its own historical background. Today is Pesach Sheni, second chance, missed opportunity for those who couldn't participate in the first Pesach. And they come to Moshe and they say, Lama Nigara, why should we lose out? We want something. Hashem responds with Pesach Sheni. Those are the Moados, those are the Moadim, those are the holidays. What does that have to do with Shabbos? Shabbos comes each and every week, ready or not. Nothing special, nothing unusual, no new ritual. It's just that Shabbos, that even though we know it's coming, it sneaks up on us anyway. Shabbos is rote. Shabbos is a habit. Shabbos is a pattern. Shabbos is predetermined. Shabbos is predictable. So why is it included? Ma'in Shabbos Eitzel HaMoados? Why is Shabbos listed among or introducing the Moados? And Chazal tells Rashi quotes La Melcha to teach she called Machalos Amoados Ma'alin Alav Kilu Chilul Asashabosos. If you don't observe the holidays, it's as if you neglected, you violated Shabbos. V'kol Mekayim Es Amoados Ma'alin Alav Kilu Kiv Mekayim Es Asashabosos. But if you observe the holidays, it's like you observe not only the holidays but you observe Shabbos. What is the connection between the two? So many address this, and with it, the secret of Shabbos. We're about to celebrate and about to welcome. We're going to transition from Amoi Pesach Sheni into the Heilige, into the Holy Shabbos. So I want to share with you the Slonim Rebbe in his Nesiva Shalom, not in the primary piece, but in a secondary piece on this, in Oz Beis. He says the following, he quotes from the Be'er Avrom, and he quotes the following. We say in our davening on Shabbos, so even if it's not Parshas Emor when you're listening to this, even if it's not Pesach Sheni when you're listening to this, we say in our davening, Am Mekadshei Shvi'i Kulam Yisbu'u V'yis'angu Mituvecha. A nation, we are described as a nation of people who are Mekadshei Shvi'i. We sanctify the seventh day. All of us Yisbu'u, we are satisfied, V'yis'angu, and we get pleasure, Mituvecha, from your good Hashem. Hari Shabbos Mikdash V'kaimah, V'kadosh Baruch Hu Mekadosh HaShabbos B'li Yisruus L'tata Shal Yisrael. Shabbos happens automatically. Unlike Yontif, that we control the moon, sanctifying the moon, the Jewish calendar, and with it welcome Yontif, Mekadosh Yisrael, Vehazmanim, Shabbos is established. Mikdash Avakayma, Kvi Avakayma, Shabbos is established. Count 6 days, the seventh of Shabbos. 6 days, the seventh of Shabbos. There is no Isru Usudil Tata. We are not from down here contributing. All of its holiness, all of the energy comes from above. So what does it mean in our davening when we say the words Am Mikadshei Shvi'i? What does it mean that we are a people that sanctify the seventh day? No, we don't. It happens when the sun goes down on Friday. Ready or not, here it comes. And moreover, he says, why is Tanug before Sviya? Sviya is satisfaction. Once you're satisfied, you should enjoy. So why does it say Yisbu'u V'yis'angu Mituvecha? It should say, sorry, Yis'angu, you enjoy, to the point of Yisbu, of being satisfied. And the Slonim Rebbe, quoting the Be'er Avrom, quotes the following very beautiful idea. He says, the Sviya, the satisfaction we're talking about, is that you're not filled with tricolored gefilte fish. You're not filled with three types of meat and two chickens and four kugels. You're not filled because of the fancy babkas that cost more than your house. Why are you full? The sviya is from nefesh re'eva. Your soul was hungry. Your soul was dehydrated. Your soul is parched Misharav Ma'od Akinav Shabotis Atef Lijza in Chilik Ben Lechel Madani Melach Kin Lashim Argosh Vitanag Vatamim and Nifoy Machmas Rov Chukos Ashria Hanugas Lenikudas Achayim. When you're searching for meaning, when you're hungry for purpose, when you're hungry for connection, when you're hungry to build meaning, then you don't crave sugar, you don't crave candy, you don't crave challah, you don't crave physical cravings. You're satisfied with something simple. You have to first satisfy with emuna. You have to see and believe and feel that there's a Hashem. You have to know that you're here for a reason. There's meaning and purpose in the world, that Hashem is involved in your life, that nothing happens by chance. It's all carefully curated by above. And when a person leans in with emuna and bitachon, lives with Hashem, submits and surrenders to and feels His presence, and with it the confidence to live life and the adventure we call life, now you have an appetite. Now you don't even need fancy things, but now anything will satisfy because you've tapped into the divine. You've tapped into that which is so much greater and bigger. You've tapped into the Ribono Shel Olam himself, to that which is so much bigger. And he develops this beautiful idea, Reishis Koli Shabbos Kodesh, Asher Ba Kodesh Baruch Hu Mekadesh HaShabbos. So what is the introduction or the prerequisite, the preface to all the holidays is Shabbos. Shemeir his galas amuna b'libo sheyehudi b'bechinas nesina d'shetuzo d'le'ela. Because Shabbos comes from above. Hashem says, wherever you're holding, whatever you're up to, however you feel, don't worry. I'm not waiting. I'm not relying on you. Here's Shabbos. You don't have to create it. You don't have to make it. I'm bestowing it. I'm shining it on you. I'm giving it to you. So once we feel the satisfaction of that connection to the divine, the confidence that all that happens for a reason, the pleasure, the ultimate pleasure of being connected to the source of all pleasure, then we can engage and encounter the Yamim Tovim. So Shabbos is the entranceway. Shabbos is the license. Shabbos is the key that turns and opens up the secrets and the pleasures of Yontif. First, we need Shabbos. Now, we also have a Tanag on Shabbos. V'karos l'Shabbos oneg. Az tis'aneg al Hashem. Az tis'aneg al Hashem. Shebechina zu musagis v'aridei avodosu sh'Yisrael b'isratuso d'le'etata. Now, we can get high on God. Az tis'aneg al Hashem. The oneg comes from a nice lachaim, a good bottle of wine, a delicious challah, but the real oneg is as tisanek how? Al Hashem. So chevra, as we're counting up to Shabbos, as we're turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos, prepare those physical pleasures. Definitely cook and set the table and the smell of the chicken soup and the challah and all the wonderful delicacies of Shabbos. But no, the greatest tanug of Shabbos is as tisanek al Hashem. Get ready for a 25-hour period of getting high on Hashem, on God. Through telling stories and laughter, through playing and sleeping and resting and reading and learning and singing and davening and talking to Hashem, being disconnected from the distractions and to-do lists of the world and reconnecting to that which matters most, Hashem. And don't forget, says the Tzlanim Rebbe, that Madua Parshas Amoedos Posachas B'Shabbos Kodesh, Sheshabbos Kodesh Yareshis Hayesod L'Chol Hayam Tovim, Shei Meira Emuna B'Yehudi V'Achar Kach Yichol Lios Amoedim. Shabbos opens the entrance. It's the Makor Bracha. You want Yontif? First you need Shabbos. So we get all excited about a Yontif. Ooh, Pesach's coming. Ooh, it's almost Shavuos. We're literally counting two. Shavuos. Ooh, Sukkos. Ooh, Chanukah. Ooh, Purim. They're different. They mix things up. There's some connection. But don't take Shabbos for granted. Don't neglect Shabbos. Shabbos is also a Yontif. Shabbos is the key, the opening. Shabbos is the entranceway to all of the Yamim Tovim. It shines that light. As Tis'anag El Hashem. When we get high on God, when we find that satisfaction, then we can engage Hashem and encounter Him through the Yamim Tovim. First thing we need is the Emunah that Shabbos provides. So, as we are excited, coming off of Pesach Sheni, Olam HaNigara, our own initiative, a Pesach Sheni of second chances, of second opportunities, every Shabbos is a new chance. Every Shabbos is the culmination of the week that was, and it is the promise of the week that will be. Those are the two Shabboses. That's the Shabbos Osai Tishmaru, as we spoke about last week. So wishing everyone a beautiful, healthy, holy Pesach Sheni, a beautiful, healthy, holy, happy Shabbos Kodesh, and we should be zocha to tap into the bracha, the makor bracha, the source of all bracha that is Shabbos, to spend 25 hours connecting and singing and laughing and loving Hashem, and to the point that as tis aneg al Hashem, we should all get high together on God. Have a great Shabbos.